shocks of corn.
Okay. Do you know how many sheaves there are in a shock? Do you have any idea?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea. All right.
And now oats. They take oats out of the field. And they get oats from the field. They do what? They have a machine that...
That chops...
Or...
Thrashes the oats.
Now would you say oats what? Thrashed.
I don't follow you.
You say oats is thrashed or oats are thrashed.
Oh, oats are thrashed. It should be oats is thrashed.
The greatest distance you could travel, you'd say 2 miles is the what I could go. 2 miles is the...
Is the farthest I could go. As far as I could go. Mm-hmm.
And if something belongs to you, you say it's...
It's mine.
Or it's you.
It belongs
or
to me.
Yes. Now, but now if it belongs to me, you say it's... I say, whose is this? You say it's...
It's yours.
And it belongs to us, you'd say. Belongs to us.
It belongs to us.
You say it's... It's...
It's ours.
Mm-hmm. And it belongs to them.
It's theirs.
And it belongs to him.
It's his.
And it belongs to her.
It's hers.
In what kind of situation do you use all? You know, if you wanted to know, with more than one, let's say a couple of people leaving, you might not know when they're returning. Would you ever say, when are you all coming again? For more than one person, would you ever use that?
Yeah.
And how would you use it? In what?
When people are leaving.
Yeah, so you might say what?
When are you all coming back?
And how about if you want to know everyone who was at a given place, might you say who all was there?
Yes, I might say who all was at the party.
And if you want to know everything that was said in a meeting, might you say what all was said?
I might say what all was said. I would say what was said, I would say.
You'd say what, probably?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
If you want to know everything that was said at the place, I mean, why don't you say what all?
I have never used what all.
Okay.
But I've heard the older
generation
use what all, but I've never.
Yeah. Fine. Now, this is something that you stretch around paper.
Rubber band.
And this is something you slide over paper to keep it in place. Paper.
Clip. I got 100 of them, couldn't think of it.
Okay. Do you call it paper clip or just a clip?
I call it a paper clip.
And if you wanted to get a drink in the park, you might go over to the...
To the fountain.
And the place, you can't park in front of these in the street, you get a ticket, these red things. I mean,
hydrant.
Yeah.
Fire hydrant, yeah.
Now, these are significations to what these parts of Chicago mean to you, and so you're not expected to, you know, to be as familiar with the city as the person who lives there. But just tell me what you think of. When you think of the north side of Chicago, what does that mean to you?
Cleanliness and money.
Okay, but how about in the area? That's interesting. I'm glad you get that. But also the area itself. I mean, where does the north side of Chicago begin?